Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Kings Hawaiian wants you to Slider Sunday. There are only two things that you need to do it your way. That perfect slider. First, start with Kings Hawaiian rolls and slider buns, since the best sliders always start with Kings Hawaiian. Second, there's no wrong way to make a slider. Whatever combination you want, you're going to have the perfect slider. So, Slider Sunday your way. Go to the bakery or deli section of your local grocery store and pick up those sweet, fluffy, irresistible Kings Hawaiian rolls and slider buns. Do it your way and enjoy.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do, and I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you can save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com. Once again, it's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. GEICO.com.
Broadcasting from the Mercedes-Man Cave, this is Dan Patrick.
Hour 2 on this Thursday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. We'll talk some NBA with Chris Mannix from Sports Illustrated. He'll join us coming up here in a little bit. What are the options that the commissioner is weighing? We'll hear from the commissioner of the NBA on when he thinks basketball will be back and what will the playoffs look like. Chicago Bears traded for Jacksonville Jaguar quarterback Nick Foles yesterday. And I'm not sure there are any quarterbacks who have had a stranger career than Nick Foles. Everybody knows about that incredible postseason run with the Eagles in 2017. The rest of his resume is kind of spotty. Had one season where he threw 27 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. The best TD to interception ratio in NFL history. But that was with Chip Kelly. Remember when Chip was reinventing the NFL back in 2013 with the Eagles? He's one of a handful of quarterbacks to ever throw 7 touchdowns in a game. So he's done incredible things, went toe-to-toe with Brady in the Super Bowl. But he's also had a disappointing season with the Rams, a backup with the Chiefs, a disastrous contract in Jacksonville. That wasn't his fault. Got injured in Jacksonville. Now he's reunited with former offensive coach Matt Nagy in Chicago. So which Nick Foles shows up? Who knows? And is he good enough to beat out Mitchell Trubisky? All we know is Foles is not scared. You don't want to play against him in a big game. The question is, will the Bears get that far where he plays in a big game? Jacksonville, now it's Gardner Minshew, and it's his team, and they got Leonard Fournette, and they are certainly in a rebuild mode. But you get Gardner Minshew in that rookie deal. He's cheap, and maybe you can make some smart decision. This is the first smart decision they've made.
No.
They, Jacksonville. They made a smart decision here. They found somebody who was willing to take Nick Foles' contract. I was curious about the over-unders here. The Chicago Bears win total this year with Nick Foles, 7.5. 7.5 for the Chicago Bears. The Colts getting Phillip Rivers went from 8 to 8.5. Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, 9.5. The fact that the Dallas Cowboys have brought back Amari Cooper, everybody's signed. They are predicted to have a 9-win total, according to DraftKings. Got the odds on where Cam Newton will end up. The Bears were the leader, but, of course, you can take them off the board. The Chargers are the second favorite, followed by the Patriots. And they got the Buccaneers on here as well. These are the odds for week one, his team, according to FanDuel. It was the Bears, now it's the Chargers and the Patriots. By the way, the Patriots over-under right now is 8.5 for the New England Patriots. Yes, Vaughn?
If you ran the Chargers, would you stick with Tyrod Taylor?
Yes.
That's it?
Yeah.
You wouldn't consider Cam Newton or another higher-end quarterback?
No. Because if you're going to draft a quarterback, Tyrod Taylor is a perfect Band-Aid quarterback to have. And you're not going to go out there and overspend. Like, the last thing you want to do is, if you bring in Cam Newton, what if Cam is great and you draft a quarterback? Then what do you do? Are you going to bring in Andy Dalton? I mean, they were trying to get Tom Brady, didn't get Brady. And I understood, but you had to get Brady at all costs, in my opinion, if you're the Chargers. Because you're going to move into a stadium, although I don't even know if that stadium is going to be ready to be moved into this upcoming NFL season. What a nightmare. How do you go a year over schedule and, from what I was told, $1 billion over budget? I like to talk to – I don't want that general contractor working on my house.
Mr. Patrick.
Hey, I got some bad news. We're going to be here for a year, and it's going to cost you $200,000. It'll be nice when we're done, sir.
Yeah, it's like when you watch those home improvement shows and they are, rebuilding the porch and they're like, oh, look, this foundation's crumbling. We got to redo that. It's an extra $20,000 or something. What is the NFL stadium version of that?
They should have done like a reality show on the build. And then if there's a total shutdown of Los Angeles, then you can't build. So what's going to, oh, man, crazy. Yes, McLovin.
Is Los Angeles running out of nails? I heard that as a rumor.
What?
Running out of nails. That happens on all the Building Alaska shows. They never have enough nails.
Yeah. Rain comes in. Not enough tarps. Yeah. They got to go back to town 6 hours.
It starts raining. That truck can't get up here.
Right before commercial break, they always have a problem on Building Alaska.
I know.
And somehow 3 minutes later, it's all set.
It looks like the truck that's carrying like the generator or something is about to go off the side of a cliff. What? Oh, I got to stick to the commercial.
And then you go to a commercial break there. Yeah. I wonder if anybody was doing a reality show filming this of, interviewing the general contractor there about all the problems. And we just found out that Tom says there'll be a year over schedule and $1 billion over. We'll hear from Tom after this. Yes, Steve.
I've been watching this one show just about every night now called, I think it's Grand Design, I think it's called. Mm. And they have like 15 seasons of it, so apparently it's been around forever. But I just discovered it, and it's fantastic. Mm. But the one I watched last night, the guy was, he quit his job to build the house full time, and it took him 10 years. And his wife was like, well, I just have a lot of faith in him. I think he's going to, and the house that he was making was amazing. But he went unbelievably slow, and everything he did was very meticulous. He's like, well, I just, we're hoping to have it done by Christmas. And then 3 years later, they come back. Like, oh, my God, dude. What?
If you'd like to get in touch with the program, you can a variety of ways. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. We took some phone calls and some tweets and emails about greatest college basketball game of all time. And I was just looking at the tournament. I still think Duke and Kentucky is the greatest basketball game I ever saw. And there are other ones in there. I think the most important basketball game in history was, I think, 1968 when UCLA played Houston in the Astrodome. But greatest game of all time, it would be Kentucky and Duke. And I know a lot of people said, well, what about Villanova upsetting Georgetown? It wasn't that big of an upset because they played two other times during the regular season, and Villanova was always in the game. It wasn't like North Carolina State beating Houston. Now, that was an upset because Houston had two of the greatest players of all time, Clyde the Glide and Akeem. And NC State didn't have anybody who was going to – Thurl Bailey was their best pro prospect, I think, out of that group there. Lo Charles, Derek Wittenberg, Sidney Lowe, Terry Gannon, Cozell McQueen. But they were coached by Jim Valvano. And that was where a coach won a national championship. In my opinion, Jim Valvano, you know, they got some luck there with the air ball, and then Lo Charles puts it back in to win it at the buzzer. But that's where a coach truly outcoached somebody. Yes, McLovin.
Do you want to do that as a poll? Villanova, like those five games at some point, or is there too many games in contention?
Probably too many games, but do you have any other poll question suggestions here?
Oh, well, I was wondering, the Bears added Nick Foles and the Colts added Phillip Rivers. Which team improved more with that quarterback acquisition?
I'm going to say the Bears did with Nick Foles. I just don't know what to expect out of Phillip Rivers. And it always feels like he's throwing a shot put. Like, I know he loves to play. You know, he's got the fiery attitude. He's competitive. He's got all those things, those intangibles that you want in your quarterback. But he doesn't have a good arm anymore. And he never had a great arm, but he's got a good arm. But is it good enough? Because I don't know. You don't have great weapons right there. I don't know if he's... I don't know. I'm going to say Nick Foles because I know Nick Foles is an upgrade. You know, he's got a strong arm. He's a better quarterback than Mitchell Trubisky is. I just don't know what to expect out of Phillip Rivers. It's still mind-boggling to me that you don't go after Brady unless they were told, hey, there's no way he would go play for the Colts. No way. And maybe that's true. Maybe, I mean, we're going to find out more information about Brady, this decision, the role that Belichick played. And I truly believe, and a source said that, reiterated that last night to me. He said, Bill did not want Tom back with what Tom wanted. Tom wanted 2 years, $60 million, and Belichick, he made a business decision. And Brady eventually got around to, hey, they don't want me. I'm going to make a business decision. And I think both teams did the right thing. I do think Brady benefits more out of this. I know that we're looking at his legacy and, oh, my gosh, if he goes to Tampa Bay and doesn't make the playoffs. He, from what I was told last night, Brady did something that he wanted to do but realized now was the time to do it, not a couple of years ago, because you just get to a point where you get tired of that person who's coaching you. You know, the Lakers, as great as Pat Riley was, they eventually got tired of listening to Pat Riley. It happens with coaches. And this is the star player who we can credit Belichick. He treats Tom like he does everybody else. Like Rodney Harrison, when he was with the Patriots, would say, Tom's just another guy. I mean, to you guys outside, he's the greatest. To us, he's just treated like everybody else was. He'd get yelled at during film session. You know, a lot of these coaches, knowing the fragile personalities of some of their star players, their quarterbacks, will breeze by. Nah, I shouldn't use the word breeze and make it sound like talking about Drew Brees. But they will fast forward through a mistake, and then players will notice that. But Belichick had no problem, you know, saying, what do you think of there? What the hell are you thinking there, Tom? Like Brady would get called out. I think Brady just wanted to have fun. Exhale. You get to play. It's different. It's the NFC. Bruce Arians got some shiny toys there. And I can restart this. And, you know, you're not going in, you're not staying in the AFC. So Patriot fans can't be angry at you. You know, you went to the NFC. You wanted something. They didn't want to give it to you. And I think the Patriots made the right decision. Now, they may end up with 8 or 9 wins this year. And people say, oh, they should have kept Tom. They got to get to the point where you get a young quarterback in there with that rookie deal. Now you can start to fill in the cracks here. Because they're kind of bloated there with their salaries and then their ages. They need to get young. They need to find out if Sony Michel can play and stay healthy. N'Keal Harry, if he is truly a first-round talent. But Belichick finds a way to scrap things together. And we're going to find out. I think there's more pressure on Belichick than there is Brady. Because Brady, I think, would have gone back if they said 2 years, $60 million. All right, now you're not going to let him be involved in personnel decisions. But, you know, if you wanted him, I think you could have had him. And I don't think the Patriots wanted him back. No matter what Robert Kraft says. Hey, I thought Tom was coming over to say that he's going to stay with us. No. And the fact that you had these Patriot reporters saying Tom hadn't made up his mind. I said, you guys are silly. You're naive. That's why he was so damn confident going over to Robert Kraft's house. Hey, Mr. Kraft, thank you very much. Tom, are you going to stay? No, I'm leaving. But I wanted to give you the courtesy of saying something to you face to face. He already had his team. Yeah, Paul.
I guess I'm curious to see that it has been reported that Brady will be involved in personnel decisions. That means he's got to have his mind on something, like where he's
Antonio Brown.
Right. But I wonder if he's going to look at guys, this is a hypothetical, but like a Larry Fitzgerald, who is not playing for a title this year and would love to.
They'd never give up Larry Fitzgerald.
I think if you're Arizona and you get a fifth-round draft pick for him for 1 year.
They need more than they need things other than Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah, I'm throwing out names of people.
No, they need offensive linemen. That's who they need. If you're looking at, the Redskins have a situation where you got an offensive lineman available, Trent Williams. How much is he going to cost you? You know, that's what Brady, if I'm going to be, getting involved in the personnel decision, it's going to be, I need some help on this offensive line. By the way, the Bears offensive line isn't very good either. And Nick Foles is going to find that out too. We'll get some phone calls here. We got our poll question. We're going to stay with that poll question, McLovin.
Yeah, well, right now we have, which would you rather watch, the first 4 days of the tournament or the Super Bowl? 68% first 4 days. I love that question you guys asked. Would you rather have Cam Newton or Tyrod Taylor and a rookie with Chargers? I think that's an interesting hour three.
Well, I'd have to know who my rookie quarterback is going to be. If you say I have Tua, then hell yeah, I'd take Tyrod Taylor now, and if I draft Tua. Yeah, McLovin.
What about Jordan Love, who a lot of people, the Utah State quarterback, have mock drafted there?
I don't want to take him with the sixth overall pick. Like, I'm not, and maybe I'm going to miss out on this one, but Jordan Love feels like, hey, we don't know exactly how good this guy is, and we're going to be drafting on potential. Okay, and maybe he turns out to be an all-pro, Hall of Famer. I just didn't see it. Now, he's got, the size, the talent, the arm, all of those things. I didn't see it when I watched a game last season. And I watched an entire game because, my friend who's a scout said, check out Jordan Love. Tell me what you think. Now, he liked him a lot more than I did, but he did say he seems to crumble, melt, when the spotlight is the brightest. Didn't have a lot of weapons, but, he saw what people were seeing, but I would not spend the sixth overall pick on him. If I can get Tua, great. Justin Herbert, great. But the Chargers really whiffed, in my opinion. You needed Tom Brady more than Brady needed you. Yeah, Paul.
Jordan Love's an exciting quarterback who may come up short when the team really needs him. That sounds like the next Charger quarterback. That's their history, getting close and not getting there.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Darius Slay is on his third team in a year. Defensive back who was with Detroit is now with the Eagles. Eagles just completed a trade, and he's great. He's really a – I never understood what was going on in Detroit. Unless you had a situation – that he had a little more say in what was going on. He was a very powerful figure in the locker room. That's what I was told about Darius Slay. And I thought, okay, is that a bad thing? But apparently it was. And, that surprised a lot of people. Were like, wait, the Lions just traded Darius Slay? I was looking at the times he's targeted. So this is 2017 through 2019. Over the last three seasons, opponents have thrown 14 interceptions when targeting Darius Slay, tied for the third most in the NFL over that span. Kyle Fuller is number one. Stephon Gilmore is number two. And then Darius Slay and Tre'Davious White. Those are all really good defensive backs. Yes, McLovin.
Are the Eagles a win-now team or are they a rebuild team? Because they're really old. So I was surprised, a little bit surprised they invested here.
Well, you still got a youngish quarterback. I liked him last year. I thought that, they had injuries there last year. That's why, as much as I loved the Cowboys last year, they didn't win the NFC East. And the NFC East was terrible. The Eagles were injury prone. The Giants weren't good. The Redskins were the Redskins. And Dallas should have run away with that division. And now they're over-under, I think, is like 8.5 wins this year for the Cowboys. Man, I would have thought you're going to get to 10 wins, 11 wins for Dallas. I might overrate them again this year. I haven't learned my lesson. Now, normally, you know, like the Chargers, when I said the Chargers are the best team in the AFC a couple of years ago, and then, of course, they let me down, and I'm not going back to that fool's gold. I moved on from the Chargers, thankfully moved on from the Chargers. When I said, nope, Kansas City. I'm all in on Kansas City this past year. Yeah, Paul.
Your Chargers, though, when you picked them 2 years ago, they were 12-4.
Oh, I know.
They were second in the league in points scored. They were cruising.
But then they lost that last game. Didn't they lose, like, at Denver? Like, it cost them not being able to host a second-round playoff game. Something like that.
I think they lost in the playoffs to the Patriots at the Patriots.
Yeah.
They had to end up going to New England
and
because
they can't win there.
No. Factually true.
Yes, they can. They cannot. It's official. They cannot. All right, we'll take a break. I want to know what the NBA, what their plans are. We'll talk to Chris Mannix. We'll hear from the commissioner of the NBA on some of the possibilities that they'll have at the end of the regular season and postseason. More phone calls coming up. I'll get to that. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Meet Friday songs. Got a couple of those as well. Make sure you check out the DP Show store. There's so many great things in there, and we got stuff on sale. It's kind of a closeout, a clearance sale, as we like to call it. Free shipping when you spend $50 or more. Go to danpatrick.com to get your gear today. 20 after the hour. Check in on the NBA right after this.
You, as a sports fan, are very well aware this is a busy time of year for basketball. College basketball is wrapping up. NBA is just getting right into its postseason. And actually, I'm hearing rumors that the AUAA might be making a comeback. So I know I'm looking forward to getting back into the American Unathletic Association of America. But this time around, I've got a secret weapon up my sleeve. It's called Beat Elite. You take Beat Elite before your workout. It can help extend endurance, improve energy and stamina, and it promotes oxygen efficiency throughout the body. Now, I don't really know what that means, but I do know that when I'm playing pickup basketball, I can feel my feet and my legs underneath me a lot longer and a lot stronger than they are if I'm not taking Beat Elite. Beat Elite is trusted by hundreds of professional teams and elite athletes, so you're getting top-notch performance nutrition. So do like I did. Take your game to the next level with Beat Elite by going to livehuman.com/Dan and get 20% off your first purchase. The team at Human is making this offer exclusive to our listeners only. You won't find a deal like this anywhere else. That's livehuman, HUMAN.com/Dan, livehuman.com/Dan.
With currently no NBA, NHL, or MLB, you might think there's nothing to bet on. Well, you'd be wrong. BetOnline still has hundreds of places to wager.
Yeah!
From their online casino to poker and blackjack, all open 24 hours a day and all online. If you're into entertainment, you can still bet on American Idol, the election, the spelling bee, and even the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. Be sure to use promo code PODCAST1 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your full access wagering solution.
Go to rockauto.com, all the parts your car, truck, whatever need. Rockauto.com, a family business founded by automotive engineers back in 1999. Two goals in mind. First, to give you direct access to all the parts information hidden in those computers and catalogs behind the parts store counter. And second, make the parts affordable. They offer reliably low prices. Go to rockauto.com. They're there 24/7. You don't waste time, money, hunting for parts, phoning, driving, waiting in line. And you've probably been told parts are dealer only or no longer available. Make sure you check out rockauto.com before you give up hope. And make sure you tell them we sent you. Go to rockauto.com, all the parts your car or truck will ever need. Commissioner of the NBA, Adam Silver, was on SportsCenter, and he was talking about when the season is going to resume, and he had this to say.
We're going to try by every means we can to play basketball again, but, you know, I say that the safety and health of our players is first and our fans, which is why I don't want to speculate more than that. I mean, that will be the condition upon which we can play when public health officials give us the okay. I honestly don't know, just because I don't have a good enough sense of how long a period this is going to be. As I said, I mean, even the fact that we were using the word hiatus just a week ago, and that sort of the implication was a short amount of time. I think I said last Thursday, not less than 30 days, just to give some guidance to our teams and players. But at this point, I really don't know.
Let's bring in Chris Mannix, who covers the league for Sports Illustrated. Chris, thanks for joining us. What are some of the ideas being thrown around come playoff time with the NBA?
Well, at this point, the conversations, and it goes without saying, they're very preliminary, all based on the evolution of this crisis, is where would you play these games? I think the league and the owners are pretty, I don't know if resigned is the right word, but they've settled on the fact that it's going to be early to mid-June at the earliest before they can restart any type of season. I mean, I think some of the talk has been like, do we need to have a training camp of some kind? Because these guys are going to be probably woefully out of shape. Do we have to form some semblance of a regular season to kind of get them back into playing shape? But once the playoffs could start, a lot of it depends on the venues. And, you know, look, you'd ideally play in empty arenas if you had to, but sometimes those arenas aren't available at certain dates. So they've discussed, G League facilities, even practice facilities. I had one person joke to me, like, you know, they'll play in an empty Y if TV cameras can get in there. So it's really just about finding a way to get that television broadcast revenue, whatever means necessary.
Do you think there will be playoffs, that there will be a team crowned champion this year in the NBA?
I don't know. I mean, I lean towards no.
Wow.
If for no other reason, Dan, is that I don't get, you know, and I follow the news as closely as anyone else, and I keep hearing about how this is going to get worse before it gets better. You know, I read about federal reports talking about 18 months potentially of this being a legitimate crisis. I mean, I don't know how all that is resolved in the next two and a half months. Now, one of the questions I don't think I heard asked last night would have been, you know, do you have a drop dead date? I mean, is there a date that you say, you know, this is it? We have to scuttle the season. I mean, I know that they're talking about that, and that's something that I'm curious to know what that date is. And whatever it is, Dan, I just don't know how you're going to get things back on track enough to play basketball. I mean, really, the first date you have to look at is the mid-May date, when the CDC comes out presumably with new recommendations on size of crowds. If it remains at 50 or 10 even, you're not doing anything in any sport. If it gets upgraded to like 500, then maybe you have yourself a ball game there. So that's the number, and that's the announcement I'm looking for next.
I'm also wondering about this. I talked to a source last night and said, who told me, you know what, don't rule out maybe first round 3-game series and then a 5-game series and then a 7-game series, you know, as, you know, you progress through the playoffs. Could you see a scenario where they had, you know, truncated playoffs?
You know, it's a good question, and I asked that a couple of different ways, and it's not been discussed, but it certainly is something that I think the people I've talked to anyway would strongly consider, just to salvage any type of postseason. I mean, they – look, you know, there's only a certain amount of time they can wait here. They're not going to play games, like, into September. Like, that's just not going to happen. So – if it comes to the point where they get to July and all of a sudden it's kind of an all clear to play sports, maybe you try something like that. I mean, they've shortened playoffs before. I mean, it used to be best of five in the first round for a number of years. So it's not unprecedented to shorten it a little bit. And look, these are unique circumstances. If you want to crown a champion and have a playoffs, you've got to, you know, do things differently, just like you did in 99 with the lockout shortened season. It was 2011 with the next one. I mean, desperate times. If you want to get something done, you have to try some desperate measures.
Talking to Chris Mannix from Sports Illustrated, does it seem like it was 7.5 days ago that Rudy Gobert tested positive?
It feels like a lifetime ago. I mean, it's wild. I mean, and one thing I would say, and not to criticize the NBA, but there's a lot of, like, NBA being the leader in all this. I mean, they're as guilty as everybody else and waiting too long. I mean, and I say that as a person that wrote a column, you know, the day of the Rudy Gobert stuff that said, shut it down. I mean, this was an inevitability. Like, you know, this virus spreading onto NBA courts and amongst NBA players. And And there's certainly an argument to be made in hindsight that, you know, the league should have shut it down a little bit earlier. But, I mean, man, this has happened. This has all just moved so fast from, you know, one player testing positive and everything getting shut down to now we've got, what, as many as seven. And I fully expect that number to grow in the coming days and weeks to where we are with not being able to put 10 people into a building in this country. So it's a wild set of circumstances.
The player who would be most disappointed that the season is canceled would be who?
Oh, LeBron James, easily. I mean, he's having – and look, we're putting out our MVP awards and award votes this year for the year today on SI.com. And, you know, I don't know that he would have had the MVP, but he had a great chance to win a championship. And look, you talk about what feels like, you know, a lifetime ago. I mean, the tragic passing of Kobe Bryant, you know, feels like so long ago right now. And, you know, this would have been, you know, LeBron's chance to not only win a championship, another championship, but also do it in a storybook way for the city of Los Angeles. So, the way he was playing, the way the Lakers were playing, I mean, coming off wins over the Bucks and Clippers, I mean, I think he would be the most crushed by all this.
Good to visit with you, Chris. We appreciate your time as always.
I am keeping local businesses in business, Dan, because I have waffles from the same place on the way for the sixth consecutive day in Boston. So I'm ready to go.
Have you ever cooked for yourself?
I tried. Okay, so Paulie knows this. Like, I bought one of those Traeger grills in Vermont, and because Paulie had one, I had to get a bigger one, and I did. I got it for the outdoor deck in Vermont. Officially, I have cooked one hot dog on the Traeger grill.
And you've had it for 2 years?
Yes, yes. I was over at Paulie's Vermont estate at one point, and I saw him cooking a bunch of stuff up there, and I just said I had to have one. And then I got it, and first of all, it took me a while as an idiot to figure out how to use it. And then, like, when I got it, I'm like, I don't really smoke things, or I don't cook a lot of things. So I tossed a hot dog and a bun on there, cooked it up, and that was about, I want to say, 9 months ago, and I haven't done anything ever since.
Thank you, Chris.
All right, Dan.
Chris Mannix, Sports Illustrated. Speaking of Traeger, the Meat Friday songs, I had Mario come in and breathlessly say, I think we've got a number one seed in the Meat Madness. I don't know if he oversold this. Now, he didn't tell me if it was a Maroon 5 song or Notorious B.I.G., but those are the two that we have. These are called sing-in songs. Like, you got to sing yourself into, like a play-in game for March Madness. You got to sing your way into Meat Madness because the brackets will be revealed coming up on Monday. So let me go with Brandon in Ohio with his take on Notorious B.I.G.
Yeah, this Meat Friday is dedicated to all the backroom guys who've been told they would never amount to nothing. And to all the people listening to the podcast wishing they could be in Milford so they could just have some brisket to feed their stomachs. And to all the charcoal in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? Ha, a 5-10 a buck 80. It was all a dream. I used to eat broccoli and salad greens. Salt and pepper this ribeye steak for some good cuisine. Making sure the Traeger's on. Cause every Friday, center cut, bacon wrap, filet mignon. So keep the grill shut till it heats up. Smoking brats and hot dogs, sipping on some Wolf Pup. Way back, Fritzy had the Bison tries, arms jacked, and the lats to match. Remember Barkley's hat or Streisand's bra? You never thought McLovin would make it this far. Paulie's in the limelight, keeps the show tight, but cannot resist gushing over sweetness. Weed smoker, a mountaineer, and a joker. Seton's laugh is the best part of the show. Peace to DP, two of D7 C's. The big German kid, Mario and Red G. The hanging out in the Milford hood. Man cake grilling with pellets of wood. It's all good. Suck it back, bro. Now you know.
Fabulous.
All righty.
Wow.
Brandon, well
right,
done.
Brandon. That's well done.
Brandon in Ohio.
Awesome.
My favorite rapper of all time, Notorious B.I.G. I hate to do this to Elliot in Oklahoma, following that up with Maroon 5, but here is his Meat Friday song.
Your brain smacked me in the face again. Break a party by the wind. Take it where you don't kill me in. I ate a bastard, a Tasmanian. Flame a godly slapping friend.
That's Elliot in Oklahoma. Sound like he was playing the instruments, and it sounded good. Sounded good. All right, we'll release the Meet Madness. That'll be coming up on Monday, and then you decide. You'll be able to vote on who advances and then who wins a Traeger grill. By the way, Fritzy's scoreboard, every day we show the scoreboard. Fritzy puts up some numbers, and I don't know if anybody's gotten the numbers yet.
Fritzy. I have been informed someone did guess.
Oh, they did. Okay. You've got the number 1 and the number 3 on the scoreboard.
That is correct.
And what we do every day is we give away DP Show gear for the first person who answers the numbers question. Yes, Paul?
Can I take a shot, or am I not eligible to play?
Why not? You can play.
I'm going to go. Can I go with Cam Newton?
Cam Newton would be the number 1 part of that scoreboard.
And then number 3, Paulie, would be?
Jameis Winston.
Very well done.
All righty.
Not quite as challenging as yesterday's, but those seem like the right numbers to go with both of the news yesterday.
All right, when we come back, greatest college basketball games ever played in the tournament. You are lined up, ready to tell me all about that. More phone calls on the way here on the Dan Patrick Show.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you can save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com. Once again, it's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today, GEICO.com. Hey, listeners, just wanted to take a minute to thank all our great sponsors and all of you great listeners for supporting this podcast. We certainly couldn't do it without either of you. And I wanted to remind you that you can support our sponsors by going to our show page at podcastone.com, clicking on the Support This Podcast button, and there you will see all our wonderful sponsors that help make this show possible. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and, of course, supporting. And now back to the show.
Phone calls coming up. We were just watching a video. If you're watching on YouTube, youtube.com/TheDanPatrickShow, got a chance to watch the sausage race in Milwaukee a couple of years ago. And so you have five of us were there, and there's a hot dog, a bratwurst, a Polish sausage, a chorizo, I believe, is also in there. And we all put on these heavy costumes. I mean, they're very awkward costumes, top heavy. And you run in the race there at Miller Park. It was hard to see. It's hot in there. And then we're racing. And McLovin ended up winning. I just didn't want to lose to Fritzy. And I figured the only way I could lose and finish last is if I fell.
I didn't even think about coming in anything less than last. I just didn't want to pass out altogether. It took me such a long time to get into it. And the whole time we were running in like 90-degree weather, I was afraid of if I was going to pass out or how I was going to get out of it once we were done with the race and we were all sweaty and sticky, trying to get your hands out of the holes there. Not good.
Yeah. Well, we were all wearing the same.
I know, but for some reason, I mean, for me, I was very incompetent, and I just felt like they were going to have to cut me out of that, like in a hospital. That's the only way they're going to get me out of that.
Jaws of
not joking, guys.
Oh, no.
That's not a joke.
Can you give me a little ginger ale and feel you a little dizzy?
And the brewer people, the staff, and they were so good. So you got like a 19-year-old intern who's listening to a grown man say, get me out of here.
No bedside matter. He said, there are people much bigger than you that have worn that same costume.
She's like, Mark Chamora, the Packers tight end, got in this thing years ago, and he had no problem.
I don't understand why you can't figure out how to get your arm out of
there. You gotta get me out of here. You gotta get me out of here.
It's very hot. It's not coming off. It's on my arm.
Guys,
it's on my arm.
Guys, I'm not joking.
I was never so mad at our camera person that day where I was like, dude, keep rolling. You just have to get this. And he's like, no, I can't. It's too mean. I'm like, look, we don't have to use it. You just have to get it.
Of course.
You just have to make sure that we have it. And then we can never use it. We'll never watch it ever again. But make sure, off.
When you start feeling clammy and pale like that and you feel like you're stuck in this thing, it was just absolutely awful.
Soft.
Or you could have calmly taken it off like the four of us.
Everyone else in the history.
Oh, my God. I had to get out. I really thought I was going to just. Like,
get me out of here, guys. Getting hot. What, dude?
Yeah, Paul.
So the other day, you put down Fritzy's cone of silence around him.
Yes.
And then you left the building, and it was just Fritzy. You went out, and Fritzy was sitting there. And Fritzy goes to me. He goes, I hear him go, how am I getting out of here? I go, Fritzy, turn around and look. There's a huge opening in the back.
I didn't have the button, and there's some kind of like this, I don't know, it's enclosed, and I'm like looking for the button, but you guys don't give me the button anymore. And thankfully, Paulie came to my rescue and said, just come out the back. It's sitting on my desk, and you can just press the button to make the thing go up.
How did you not know that the back of that is open?
I see it's partially open, but I didn't want to break it because it's got, like, metal bars around the end, and I didn't want to, like, snap it off or anything. And I'm not really good at doing the Lindy or the limbo or whatever to get under this thing. So I was waiting for someone to, when the show was over, at least press the button to release the thing. And I'm sitting here working for, like, 10 extra minutes while this thing is covering me after the show.
He'd still be in there. He'd be in there to the end of time. But I didn't mention, oh, Fritzy, you could lift this thing 6 inches and duck your head out. He'd still be there.
Not good with the technical stuff.
You are, yeah, you're right about that.
Technical stuff.
Yeah, I don't think that's technical.
No, it's not.
Like sweeping, using a broom is not a technical thing. Can you show us how you get out of there?
I'll give it a shot.
All right, here we go. Todd is going, he's the great Houdini. All right, there's a big opening there. And Todd is, and just
and
like that,
it.
He's done
he
it. Yes. Yes. Oh, my God. That is incredible, Todd. Gosh, that's incredible.
But he was there for 14 minutes yesterday. We timed it. Sitting there trying to wait to see if someone would get him.
Give me a. Give me a. Yeah. Steve in Houston joins us. Hi, Steve. What's on your mind?
Great show. The biggest upset for me and everything was being a Houstonian and everything. Galvano's NC Wolfpack beating Guy Lewis's five-slam jam. We thought that was the one chance that Guy Lewis was finally going to win. And even Valvano said his mother said that she'd picked University of Houston by two.
Yeah, that was a great game. Because now, that's a big upset. I don't know what NC State was. NC State was not even supposed to get into the tournament. I think Maryland might have been the best team in the ACC back then. And I think you were only taking one team from a conference back then, if I remember correctly. But NC State was, I think, a big underdog, bigger underdog than Villanova was against Georgetown. But I was just watching the 30 for 30 on Christian Laettner. I hate Christian Laettner. And that, you go back to that game. I mean, that game is incredible. And I don't know where Laettner would land. I think ESPN is doing the greatest college basketball players of all time. Like, Lou Alcindor is the greatest college basketball player of all time. I mean, if I look at impact, I look at success, he's the greatest player of all time. Lou Alcindor changed the game. You know, Wilt was wonderful at Kansas while he was there. Lou Alcindor was the greatest college basketball player of all time. Now, Laettner is in the conversation because he's one of the most decorated college basketball players of all time. And he had big moments. He never melted. Now, he never folded. He stepped up, you know, if it was against UNLV or the Fab Five, Shaquille O'Neal, you know, Leitner's one of the, he's in the conversation, one of the top 10 college basketball players of all time. He is. Yeah, Paul.
What really helps Leitner, too, is he's going to go down as the last four-year starter in college basketball history. There's not going to be anybody who's a four-year star. They'll have gone out of the high school or they'll leave after their junior year. And remember, Tim Duncan stayed 4 years, but he was not on the national stage because of his team. Wasn't that great?
Yeah, you know, they didn't win anything. And that's why Pete Maravich's all-time scoring record is going to stand, because he averaged 44, 45 a game for three consecutive years. And nobody's going to touch that, because somebody who averaged, well, nobody's going to average 45 points a game. But if they did, they'd be in the NBA. You don't have anybody getting 30 a game. And they didn't have the three-point line back then for Maravich. Phil in Indiana. Hi, Phil. How are you?
Hey, Dan. Always a pleasure. I don't know if it's the best game, but certainly one of the most significant at the time was the 79 Bird Magic. And then
yep.
I guess the second run that I wanted to just mention to you real quick was the Danny Manning run where he took Kansas on his back. So I appreciate it, Dan. Keep up the good work, buddy.
Thank you, Phil. I appreciate the contribution. I think Bird Magic, to me, is second to UCLA-Houston in the Astrodome. Because that was in prime time back then. Was it like the Hughes Sports Network? Was that the name of the company? Like Eddie Einhorn was the genius behind that? Something like that. But Bird Magic, because you had the underdog, the favorite, you had black, white, you had, you know, it kind of, if you were going to put something together to say, all right, here's a reason why to watch, that game gave you everything. You know, as a reason to watch, and they were two spectacular players. Michigan State was by far a better team. Like, if you had switched them, Michigan State with Bird would have dominated Indiana State with Magic. There was just, you had two other first-round picks, Greg Kelser and Jay Vincent, on that Michigan State team Bird had Carl Nix, who I think went third round to the Denver Nuggets, but he didn't have anybody else who was a real quality basketball player NBA-wise. But that was a huge, huge coming-out party for college basketball. That was in Salt Lake City, wasn't it, I believe?
Checking.
I remember Bryant Gumbel may have been hosting March Madness back then on NBC. Also on this day, was it 30 years ago that Michael Jordan came back?
1995.
Oh, so 35 years ago?
Yeah, he took a year and a half off.
Okay, and then he came back, and at the time, 25 years. Yeah, what am I doing? My math. 25 years, and 25 million people watched that game. Highest-rated regular season basketball game in NBA history. Up until that point, I don't know if there's any game that a regular season game, I can't imagine something being that big.
We looked at a bunch of them. Because it was on NBC, yeah, it helped. You know, a lot of these are on Turner and yep, TNT and yep, ESPN.
That's a great point. More phone calls coming up. But that 25 million, I can't imagine another. Can you imagine another game that would even come close to that? It'd have to be on ABC. Or maybe if it was an NBC regular season game back then, aside from Jordan when he came back. Final hour coming up here. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show.
Podcast One has some exciting news. It's official. Our shows are now available on Spotify, and it's free. We want to make it super easy for you and your friends to listen to our podcasts, and joining Spotify allows us to be in even more places for fans to find us. If you're already listening to music on Spotify, you can now listen to our podcasts in the same place. If you're not on Spotify yet, all you have to do is download the free app. That's right, no credit card necessary, and simply search for our shows to start listening.
5-Hour Energy is energy on the go. Well, what if you're not going anywhere for a while? Then 5-Hour Energy is for getting stuff done while you're stuck at home, like doing an honest day's work for your boss. Getting rid of old clothes.
Oh, my old bell bottoms.
Scouring the grout in your shower. Working out on that old stationary bike. And so much more. Go to the store or order online at shop5hourenergy.com. 5-Hour Energy. Energy for hunkering down.
Hey, I'm Andy, and I started Harry's, the shaving company that's fixing shaving. At Harry's, we keep it simple. We make sharp, durable blades and offer them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We obsess over quality so much that we do crazy things, like buy a German razor blade factory. So give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for only $3 with free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5.
An interesting creature inhabits the flat, arid plains of many an automobile dashboard. The bobblehead. It's most agreeable and will nod along to anything, despite having no brain function. But when the bobblehead hears how Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them access to licensed agents 24/7 online and over the phone, he'll nod even more vigorously because he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Easy, bobblehead, easy. You're going to get whiplash.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Unlock your engine's full potential with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline, removing up to 100% of performance-robbing deposits with continuous use in gasoline direct injection engine fuel injectors. Rejuvenate your engine's performance and discover unbound capabilities. Fuel up at Shell today and download the Shell app for added benefits. Plus, with the Fuel Rewards app, start saving on every fill-up. As a Platinum member, enjoy 10 cents off per gallon daily. Just 6 fill-ups with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus can elevate you to a Platinum status. Fuel up at Shell and unleash your engine's true power with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sort. High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.